Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party is already started. It's relational.
Yeah.
He wants relationship so much so that he became one of us.
Yes.
To execute and beat out, as it were, that relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't remember that verse in Luke, but where he pounded out.
Yes.
In the flesh.
He is that where it talks about he grew in wisdom and stature and love, favor with God and man?
Yes.
The word for grow, isn't it the word
beat back
blow by blow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Baxter Kruger turned me on to that understanding. But he talks about how that Jesus stood in Adam's shoes.
Yeah.
He took on flesh.
Yes.
What we are.
Yes.
But refused to be Adam.
Yes.
He was the son.
Yes.
That knows his father.
Yes.
And it's just, I mean, even so much so that when he's on the cross, he quotes Psalm 22 when he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes.
He's there as us in our humanity.
Yes.
But as a son, as the son, he knew.
Yes.
Because if you keep reading the psalm, you find out God
forsaken me.
Yeah, yes. He's right there with him.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite scripture probably right now. And it's to me, it's the gospel.
Right.
2 Corinthians 5, God was in Christ.
Yes.
Reconciling the world unto himself.
Yes.
Not imputing their trespasses against them.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means what it says.
God was in Christ.
Yeah.
And whatever it was that was in our minds that was jacked up about the thinking of God, he reconciled us to himself.
Right.
And did not impute to us our inability to live from the place of who we are.
Yeah. He did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves.
Romans 8.
Well, we were like lost sheep who could not get home on their own. But the shepherd came, found us, rescued us from our pit, put us on his shoulders, and carried us all the way home.
Maybe then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Yeah.
Resting in his love. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God.
Yeah.
Listen to what it says. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this.
Yeah.
He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. your most unbelievable dream and exceed your wildest imagination.
Yeah.
He will outdo them all for his miraculous power constantly energizes you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the life I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I want. That's what I've been looking for the past 20 something years.
Yeah.
Just finding our way.
But all along as we finding our way, it's Him working in us.
Yes.
Leading us, revealing, unshackling us.
Another scripture in Philippians, it's God that works in you to will and to do according to His good pleasure.
Yeah. All right, back in the truck. You were expounded to me some deep revelation out of Ephesians chapter 1, but my tech guy didn't get the camera on to capture any of that.
I don't know if I was expounding anything.
Anyway, would you mind attempting to share with me the enlightenment of what you were trying to say out of Ephesians?
You know how to fill a fellow
up. Let me set you up.
Let me help you.
Let me help you, brother.
For failure.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 1, but I'm going to read this verse first.
Oh.
Galatians chapter 1.
You're going to read a verse to introduce a verse?
That's right. Verse 20. It says, my old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives His life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God who loves me so much that He gave Himself for me, dispensing His life into mine.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. See, here's the truth. You only have one life, and it is a shared life with Christ.
Yes.
Because your old life has been crucified. Even if there's remnants of it left around, we're to put off the old, put on the new.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you only got one life.
John 1:3.
Yeah. Now, a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. You can think, but if you renew your mind that I have one life and all that is dead, I died, I was crucified, I have one life and it's in Christ.
That's right.
And he is living with, it is a shared mutual expression.
Yeah.
And if you get a little disoriented about it, remember, He's the one who loved me and gave Himself for me.
That's right.
He was delighted.
The backdrop of the cross.
He was delighted to come where I was.
Yeah.
In my darkened mind of a cursed, lost, dead existence, and joined me in it at the cross.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
that's why he cried.
Yes. The scriptures say that his physical image was marred, unrecognizable. Because in Adam, we had so distorted our own image, we were unrecognizable as the children of God.
That's right.
But that's Jesus turned around and said, I'll start where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think God expects a law of performance? I'll perform. You think He expects a sacrifice? I'll be the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think you're cursed? I'll become cursed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your problem's death. I'm going to die. I'm going to go right down to the bottom, into the pit of darkness. And I'm going to grab you, and I'm going to hang on to you, and I'm going to pull you out with me and show you that your life is my life.
New life.
And it is inseparable.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's
and it's, all right, in the union from the death to the burial to the resurrection to the ascension to the enthronement is so real that Paul said, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because we're connected by spirit. Mm-hmm. His spirit is our spirit.
There's some science to back that up. I'm not near qualified enough to try to say it. I forget what 20,000th of a millisecond or something.
Yeah.
Disappear and reappear.
Yeah, I don't claim to understand anything about quantum science.
Wherever up there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as far as we think it is. It's right here.
Well, it goes back to we want to think realm. About the distance and delay concept. Yes. That God's way out there instead of here.
Yeah. This world, it is in Him that we live and move and have our being.
Yes.
Where are you going to go to get away from it?
You can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
I like this chapter here bad. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 2 is really good. May God Himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your lives. Mm. What a prayer.
God Himself. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. God was in Christ.
Yes.
He became a man.
He didn't send an angel. There was no proxy. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And it is God Himself.
Amen. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us.
Already. Yeah. And now we got to renew mind again, don't we? We got to change how we think.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not waiting till I get to heaven.
Okay. No, it's right now.
All right.
It's already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus. As all because He sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate Him with all our hearts. Verse 4, here it is.
All right.
God did something in Christ before He did anything.
Yes.
And it had to do with us.
Yes.
Verse 4. And in love, He chose us before He laid the foundation of the universe. I just love the Mirror Bible paraphrase of this. It says that God associated us in Christ before the fall of the world. That's what the word there means, fall. It doesn't mean foundation. But so God associated us in Christ. And that's what you were talking about earlier, that Francois says that God found us in Christ before He ever lost us in Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about, getting an eternal perspective about the life that is ours in Christ.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Now. In love, He chose us before He laid the foundation of the world. He chose us in Him. Of the universe. He says, because of His great love, He ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in His eyes with an unstained innocence. This is how the Father sees us.
And it's the only way He's ever seen us.
In
That's
Christ.
The only way He's ever thought about us.
In Christ.
Yeah.
He created us in Christ.
Yes.
In Christ. Verse 5, it says, for it was always His perfect plan to, I'm going to change it, because that's not what it says. It says to adopt us, but it doesn't mean adoption like we think about it. The word means to establish us as His delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One. When did we get that union? Right here, verse 4. Before God did anything, He did something.
Yeah, because we were created in Christ Jesus.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
But we come into this world believing a lie because we was told a lie, and that's just the way it was.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like Adam.
Just like Adam.
But it started with them. Because.
Yes. And it passed right on every generation.
That's one of the reasons Jesus came, was to reveal the Father and who we are in Him.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that this tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify His grace. For the same love He has for the beloved, Jesus, He has for us.
Yes. All right. God doesn't love Jesus any more than He loves us. He doesn't love us any less than He loves Jesus. That when you realize that it is an equal love, because God is love, okay, and pure love doesn't make a distinction like that. And it's because it's a one-way love from God to us, because He made us in Christ, as Christ. We are a new creation.
Yes.
Yes.
That old Adam got dealt with at the cross.
Yes.
And the last Adam conquered death.
Yeah.
And everything that opposed relationship with God.
Yes.
And God raised him up that we might be justified, righteous, innocent, redeemed.
Yes. And He did it in such a way that all these terms that we use come to fulfillment.
Yeah.
That
it is finished.
It is finished. Every type and shadow of the Old Testament finds its fulfillment.
Mm.
And His finality.
I am reminded again of that Greek word. I don't think it's in the New Testament, but it's a good word, perichoresis.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
The Greek fathers of the early church came up with it, I think, but it had to do with a circle dance.
Yes.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a moving, a circular, preferring one or the other, loving the other, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That with is face to face with God, and that Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
That circle dance, God got so, He's just enjoying Himself so much, and He just wanted to share Himself with another. And He says, let us create man in our image.
Yes.
And then that's what happened. We got into the dance, but we believed a lie. And so Jesus came as one of us.
Yes.
To restore and redeem. And the reality is, I've got a picture on the wall at my house. I can't remember the guy's name, the Russian guy that painted it, but it's a depiction of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit at this table. And that there's a side of the table that's open, like there's an invitation for you come to the table.
Right.
But the reality is, we're at the table in Jesus.
Right.
He's restored us. He's redeemed us. He's lifted us up, and we're in Him.
Right.
And that's our life.
Yes.
That's the life that's ours in Christ now.
Yes.
That's all it was. So good. That dance. We're in the dance. Life is a dance. You're in the dance now. Your circumstances, situation. See the Father. See the Son. Respond in love to Him. It's all good.
Yes. That kingdom is available now. That life is now. That's what is ours.
Mm-hmm.
But we still think like Adam.
Mm.
That it's something different. Or it's out there. Religion tells us it's out there.
One day.
It's a one day instead of a now day.
Maybe.
Yes.
Possibly. Hopefully, if I make it.
Yeah, and then all that conditionality goes back on us to if you do right, if you believe right, if you act right.
You got to get your ducks in the row.
Yeah, maybe. And it's not on us. It's on Christ, and He accomplished it, and it is finished.
Yeah. See, I've read to verse 6. And he's just talking about what God has done in Christ.
Yeah.
But verse 7 says, since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasures of redemption by His blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of His grace. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. See, there's the nuts and bolts, down to earth, boots mm-hmm. on the ground life. Mm-hmm. And through the revelation of the Anointed One, He unveiled His secret desires to us. So there's something He's done in Christ in revealing His secret desires. The hidden mystery of His long-range plan, which He was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reaches its climax, when God makes all things new in all heaven and earth through Jesus Christ. Listen to this next verse. He's talking about this mystery, this hidden plan, the secret desires, this plan of the ages, being all things being consummated in Christ and brought into and under the rule and the reign of Christ. He says, through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His inheritance before we were even born.
Yeah.
He gave us our destiny that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in His heart.
Yes. All right, some things that stick out to me. One, in His heart, His secret desire, His delight is to make us and love us and bring us into
that dance. Exactly.
Right. That's what it's been about.
Exactly.
Okay.
Great pleasure.
It's first. Yeah. First is His pleasure. Uh-huh. All right. And that's emphatically stated there. And then from that, there He has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then He is executing that plan. He has assumed responsibility for His children
mm-hmm.
and their mistakes, if I put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and as a good father, He's doing His plan so that we, when He's finished, we're brought back in,
mm-hmm.
sealed in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's secure.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned in the start of it about the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd have to say that most of Christianity is obsessed with the forgiveness of sin.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get that? And what's it like? And do I have it? And all right. And He talks about the complete cancelization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is. And I can say this from near 40 years of pastoring people, trying to convince somebody that God has totally, completely forgiven them. Is a challenge. Nobody wants to believe it.
Mm-mm.
They hope I'm right. I hope so, Brother Larry.
Can't be so.
He died and rose again. What could be left? He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, He has put an end to sin. He's even taken away the law that was against us
mm-hmm.
and nailed it to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So, He even put us to death and brought us back to life. All these things prove that we are right now totally, completely forgiven of our sins.
That's right.
But we got to change our thinking and believe the good news.
God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses against them.
And He's done it.
Through our union. See, it started in
eternity. It starts in you.
In eternity, before God did anything, He did something.
Yeah.
In Christ.
Yes.
That union.
Yes.
But Christ, when He became a man, fleshed it out, as it
were. Yes.
And it's done.
Right. Because in our minds, we thought we were separated.
Yep.
But He knew we weren't. But He came as a man.
He's revealed this plan.
Yes.
Listen to this verse. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light, until you experience the full revelation of the hope of His calling. That is, the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that He finds in us, His holy ones. Man, this is so good.
All right, he talks about our inheritance, his inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we may talk about this again on another day, because depending on which verse you're reading, in what translation, and where you're at, it talks about that we have an inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are co-heirs with Christ. All right, and our inheritance is, I inherit God.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other scriptures like these that we are His inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, okay. Your inheritance, simply put, is what you receive in the family when somebody dies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he received us.
Yes. Yeah.
Putting
death to death. And out of it, he got us, and we got
that's
him.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
And the other thing that I think has to be underscored is inheritance is a blessing you received you didn't work for. It's a gift.
Mm.
You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. You got it just because you're in the family.
Yeah.
All right, somebody else did the work. You get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You get to manage it. You get to benefit from it. Jesus did the work.
Yeah.
And we get the inheritance.
Yeah, that's good. That's
well,
good.
And he goes back to, he's bringing us from a servant mentality that we got to earn and work to a son who simply enjoys and participates with the Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In the story of the prodigal, as the father told the elder brother, all I have is yours.
Yeah.
I'm not old now.
Yeah.
You know,
he divided it.
Yeah.
When the younger son.
Yes, so all he had left belonged to the other one.
Yeah. All I have is yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Mm.
Hey, thanks for riding along with us, listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way in experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life that Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website at findingourway.co.